Why, hello there. Thank you for joining us today as we attempt to do something a little out of the ordinary. You don't know me. I guess you don't know who owns this particular voice either. And yet, in its own special way, we have such an intimate little arrangement, don't we, here on GWA? Yes, we share the naughty things, the dirty things, all those kinky little secrets about what truly makes us hot and aching and needy when we're all alone. We share the things usually only reserved for those touching us in the dark, moaning our real names, those who see us shake and writhe and sweat as we come and gasp and lose our minds in pleasure. So vulnerable, so sexy. And so, I wanted to take the opportunity to talk to you a little more directly. You see, I write scripts. Nearly always for male performers. I sit and daydream about foreplay and fucking all day long. Well, about the foreplay, fucking, and scenarios I want, at least. The ones that make me wet, make me whimper, and sneak a pillow between my legs. I guess it's selfish. I love to hear you talented, hot guys bring it to life and give me what I want. But sometimes I feel I miss out on the connection that performer and listener have. The thing is, I'm a very, very private girl. I just could not perform myself, and so I pondered, how can I talk to you directly without talking to you? That's when it hit me. I could borrow a voice. Just for a while. Just for this. Ask one of these gorgeous women here to let me speak through them about a few little fantasies I've had and bad things I enjoy. Isn't she kind for doing this for me? Isn't her voice delicious? I bet it sends little shivers down your neck. I hope she likes the things I'm going to ask her to say, too. So, let's begin. My name's Lady of Fortune, but you can call me Lady for short, or Fortune if you want. Firstly, God, please don't ever stop with the ramble faps. Hearing you shudder, breath hitching as you get close. Hearing you describe what gets you off, I love it. Greedy little voyeur that I am, wanting to know what makes you throb and get so fucking hard. I've got my kinks and desires, as you'll find out later. But ultimately, what gets me off most is unlocking someone. Making a fantasy come true. Seeing that look of disbelief as you push them over the edge into the most intense orgasm of their life. Tell me what you want me to wear for you. Tell me what you want me to call you. Teach me what I could do to make you so turned on, it's agony. Fuck you so perfectly that my picture's on the wall in your mind forever. And when you finally do come, Jesus Christ. Nothing makes me close my eyes and wish I was there more. hearing you lost and how good it feels. Potentially imagining someone who looks like me, who also loves the things you want and crave. Guys, especially. Sometimes you come so hard, it sounds overwhelming, painful almost. Hearing the wheels come off, the wet, slick, messy sounds reach fever pitch, and you cry and gasp, oh fuck, oh yes, oh god. It's a miracle you get anything else in your life done when you can feel that good coming and groaning for strangers on the internet. And then, that ragged breathing and the come down. Tripping over your words, come drunk, or suddenly so sleepy. I just want to kiss you, stroke your hair, and trace patterns on your chest. I love the MDOMs. I love being spanked, wax dripped over me as I'm spread wide, tied to a bed frame. I love that sugar sweet mocking praise of being called a good girl as a leash and collar tugs my head up from the floor. I want fingers in my mouth and hands in my hair. Biting kisses. Make it bruise. Take your time. Indulge in being in control. I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. Grinding against you and giving in to being completely owned by you for your amusement for a little while. I'm very good at following instructions. Just for you. Only for you. I'm very particular about who calls me a whore and spits in my mouth. I can suck your cock, grab your ass with my nails, and pull you deeper into my throat, swallow you down greedily. Make it sloppy, head in your lap, gently suckle on your balls and swirl my tongue. Glossy, full lips, shiny eyes looking up at you and putting on a show. I could be everything you want for this moment. I can picture the look on your face as you edge me, deny me, and tell me to say, pretty please can I come, daddy? Pretty please can I come, sir? I'm not too fussy on honorifics. They all instantly put me in subspace. That headspace where I'm so needy and compliant. My back arching and so desperate to come over acts and words I shouldn't like. That good girls shouldn't even know about. I imagine glinting eyes, pupils blown wide, and a smirk at your handiwork. You did this. You did this to me. I was a respectable, intelligent, and grounded member of society not long ago, and now, because of you, lust is clouding my brain so much, it's like a hazy, pink and twinkly fog, dense and warm, and begging for me to have more. Oh, it is so, so hot. But I also love the M-subs. You sexy and flustered good boys. Just good enough to eat. Sounding so shivery and pent up as I play with you like a personal little toy. Teasing you, kicking your legs apart with my heels and stroking your cock from behind. Nice long painted nails grazing your throat and your chest. Can I tell you a secret? I love women's clothes on men. Lingerie and stockings. Perhaps I want you to be a slut and a choker in lace. You can seduce me as I sit in a chair. You can explore your body, touch yourself, keep your eyes fixed on me the whole time, and make me want to lick and grope and ride you until you beg to explode inside me. Yeah, that sounds perfect. I can take a greasy, bright red lipstick and smear it on your pretty boy mouth. Use it to write filthy words on your perfect skin. Hands bound behind your back. You can be at my beck and call. Fix me a drink, run me a bath. Massage my shoulders, or let me turn you into a fluffy kitty cat with a tinkly bell collar and a tail plug. I want you to blush and wriggle on my lap like a good pet. Rose pink cheeks and saying, "Thank you, mistress. Thank you, maestra. Thank you, miss." Over and over, as you're spanked or your ears nibbled on, my hand snaking up your jaw. You can suck on my fingers and beg me to sit on your face. Does that sound good? I hope so. I'll take good care of you. I promise. I'll gently rock my hips back and forth and caress the side of your face whilst you kiss my pussy and lick in those lazy, long strokes. Looking down at you like this, softly feeling that orgasm build in me like a wave. As you nuzzle and lick my pussy, is bliss. I can come on your mouth, can't I? You won't mind if Mistress uses you to feel good. Then afterwards, whether dom, sub, or anything in between, the cuddles and shushings and sweet words for you. You can fall asleep with me, safe and warm, knowing how special I think you are. Well then, I think that's perhaps, that's enough for now. Don't want to give away all my juicy dreams, or I'll have nothing left to write about, right? But thank you for listening. And letting me, well, us, appreciate you for a little bit. You deserve it, gentlemen, and I hope we can continue our games for a long time to come. And thank you again to the total sweetheart who took the time to loan me her delectable voice. You're a star, truly. I'll get going now, and you can have a chat with your darling listeners if you want. Bye for now, Lady of Fortune.